Welcome.
G'day, Andy. I am Mordechai Becher, otherwise known as Rabbi Mordechai Becher, originally from Australia, Melbourne, Australia, and now living in Passaic, New Jersey.
And I'm Yehoshua Karsh, otherwise known to Rabbi Becher over here as Andy Karsh. And I live in Northbrook, which is a suburb of Chicago. And we have been friends for many years, over 45 years. And we have shared much conversation and a lot of Torah over the years and decided that we might as well do it in front of other people.
Yeah, and we met in Jerusalem, no better place to meet. We met at a yeshiva called Itri, which is not an Israeli name, and it's not related to fungi. It is actually Itri, ITRI, Israel Torah Research Institute.
And we were researching. That's
yes,
where we went.
We were researching.
White lab coats.
Yes.
White lab coats.
And it was an institute, yeah. So that's where we met. And there are a lot of interesting people there, some of whom we will have on our podcast. I'm not going to give away names yet, but an Israeli diplomat, a head of a department at an Israeli hospital, maybe a Mossad agent or two. We'll see. But
they might already be Mossad agents, both of them. It's
yes,
possible.
Right.
And we have evidence that we
correct.
Can't.
And other people that we've met in the course of our 45 or year or so careers of teaching, teaching Torah. And what we want to do is we're going to discuss ideas in Judaism, ideas in philosophy,
yeah,
current events and
yeah,
how they relate to Torah and how the Torah relates to them. And I think we want to try and do it honestly and directly and with candor and use many synonyms.
Lots of synonyms.
Yes, absolutely. It's a requirement for a podcast.
But also to have as much source material as possible. In other words, not just to talk about it, but to try to ground it in sources as
right,
well.
Right, and we will translate it into the English. We will translate. So
I believe it's called the King's
off.
English.
Maybe now it is, but it didn't start.
I believe it's the King's
English. The King's English. Okay, that's fair enough. So don't get scared off by Andy's mentioning source material, because we'll translate, so you'll be able to understand it. So,
and don't be scared off by Mordechai's clear aversion to text, which seems to be evident in his decision that people might be turned off by the idea that
I have no aversion to text.
Well,
I,
it seems like you're
no. On the contrary, I'm
trying
just,
to steer people away.
People
from
are
the
scared
fact
by
that
people are scared by a foreign language, so they're not scared by text.
It's
scared,
to
it's
me
a foreign
like
language.
You felt the minute
we
I said something about
Hebrew,
grounding
a lot of Aramaic, a lot of Yiddish.
Seems like you were a little nervous about how people would respond to the fact that there will actually be source material discussed. I don't know.
I had the experience. I when I teach sometimes to students at Yeshiva University, it's like some of the beginners or the introductory students, if I put on the screen in the classroom a screen of text in Hebrew, that immediately produces a glazed over look on certain people's faces, even if it's easy Hebrew or elementary Aramaic. There are people who's like, whoa. So I have learned, not
yes,
completely, but that we should try to, you know, tell
right,
people that there's going to be, there will be, there not there will be blood, but there will be translation.
Nice. There will be translation.
Yes, there will be translation. So some topics that we might talk about in the future that we hopefully will. One of them, I think you mentioned that you wanted to talk about.
Free will and especially the Or HaChaim, who's one of the commentators on the Torah, Reb Chaim Ben Attar, who lived in the 1600s. who had an interesting take on exceptions to free will.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about it because we've had, Mordechai and I have had conversations about this in the past, whether or not it's possible to have simple faith in light of the opinion of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh.
And whether his opinion is even accepted is a subject of debate. I do remember back in 1980, I think it was 1980 or 81.
Yeah.
It was Hanukkah in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And we went for a meal one night to Rabbi Beryl Eichenstein's house.
Yes.
Who was the head of the yeshiva we were studying in.
I remember that night.
It split from Itri, and hence it was known as Splitri or Mishkan HaTorah.
I do remember that night because a famous person had just died.
Who was that?
John Lennon.
Oh, yes.
He spoke about
John Lennon. Right, that's right.
He spoke about John Lennon.
Tonight. I was going to say Ramosha Feinstein passed, but you're right. John Lennon. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he brought up the Or HaChaim.
I remember we had a kumzitz in his honor. John Lennon's on. Yeah. So, but he brought up the Or HaChaim, that one's free will can affect another. And he said, and I have a tradition from my rabbis that this is indeed how we rule. This is correctly and accepted this way.
By the way, Akiva Tatz told me, Rabbi Tatz told me, that he believes that it is that that a majority of medieval commentaries, Rov Rishonim, hold like it.
Yes, he says that in his book.
Yeah.
Yes. And the next night, we went to the home of Rav Asher Rubinstein, Alav Shalom, of blessed memory, who also taught at the yeshiva. And he quoted that same Or HaChaim and said he has a tradition from his rabbis that we do not rule in accordance with that view. So we're like, you know.
That's why we turned out the way we did.
Yes, one night. Complete confusion, right? What? So, that's one thing we might talk about.
Right.
I would like to also, maybe we'll spend some time talking about other subjects that we have discussed in past. For example, which we were just discussing earlier, is when you are teaching, you know, are you obligated to teach all views that exist? How selective should you be? What should be your opening move? This is not simple. I mean, obviously, you're not allowed to lie about the content and the opinions of the Torah. We'll talk about that. There'll be some rants in this podcast. I will rant occassionally. One of my rants about people distorting Torah, albeit for maybe positive purposes, but it's a no-go. No. However, it doesn't mean that you have to teach everything all at once. No, it doesn't mean you have to teach the most complex subjects to someone who doesn't know, is that an Aleph dude? Right. No. Right. So we will, you know, that's also something to discuss, which I think would be.
And important. That is the, in other words, let's say you have information, but if you teach it early, they won't be able to see the big picture. Or let's say you have information, but it could be pragmatically confusing about something they have to do now. Like, let's say the question is, should they join the army right now? And so you could see that depending on what your view about it is, how you teach that might make a difference.
Absolutely. And we can, that's something actually I would like to discuss as well, the whole army service debate. We have some, I have some strong opinions about it. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
Something we need to, I think really needs to be discussed, and people's attitudes to the land of Israel, the state of Israel, etc. Here we are in America. There are many people who I'm deeply, deeply disturbed by the fact that it never has entered their mind to actually live in Israel. To visit, stay at the Waldorf, go to the Kotel, pick up some stuff at Machne Yehuda. But I'm not saying everyone has to do emergency aliyah right now. But
especially because we're both living in Israel.
That is also true, right? Yes. Yes. Glass houses.
Full disclosure.
People who live in glass Zoom rooms should not throw stones.
But so you could have put, well, you did put the map of Israel, but you could have put one of those background images while we're having this conversation so to make it like seem.
Yes, I could do that.
We could have done that.
Could have. I didn't
because it shows not
honest here. So, but yes, but yeah. That it should actually cross someone's mind. They should they should think about it.
I agree.
I'm not claiming everyone right now get on, get on United to Barcelona and Ryanair to Tel Aviv or El Al's Direct for a $7,000 business class ticket, whatever, right? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that a Jew, can a Jew go through their life when you have the possibility of living in Israel and not even think about it?
Right.
To me, that's beyond imagination.
Yes.
But it happens. Something which, you know, there are other discussions we can have. I don't know.
Reincarnation. Reincarnation was one.
I think we discussed that once a long time ago.
Yes, we did. The fact that we both agreed that
yes, back
we've had several lifetimes of conversation.
Back in the fjord, you know, waiting to, to pillage.
I seem to remember your foot was on my neck and your sword was very close to pierce my skull.
That was before that?
That was, I don't remember, but I still have a crick in my neck.
I'm sorry about that.
I seem to remember.
Probably atoning for that too. So that would be a good discussion. I think reincarnation would be a good discussion. There are other rants that I'd like to have, perhaps about attitudes to earning an income.
Yes.
The yeshiva system. I don't want this to deteriorate into just me, at least, expressing my frustration with the religious Jewish world, etc. I don't want that to happen,
but it may happen,
but it's, that's not going to be the totality. We're going to be discussing subjects which are
meaty
subjects.
We're going to have a whole episode just on smiling.
Yes, why not?
In the direction of other people.
Yeah, we could just sit here and smile. I was just speaking, we had someone at our house yesterday, and she said her parents are from Russia. And she said, my parents used to say when they first came, you know why? I asked them, why are the Americans always smiling? And she said, because Americans are stupid. That's why they're always smiling. It was a classic Russian. A classic Russian comment. Americans are stupid. They're always smiling. Anyway, so, but smiles are a good thing. I remember Moshe Shapiro saying that the first manifestation of the soul in the baby is when they smile.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool, right? And
And music.
Oh, music,
now that you brought that up, I don't know. I immediately went to music because you have stuff with Ramosha about music.
Oh, fantastic discussion with him about that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, and I know Rabbi Nissel in his book, which is one of the only books out there that actually discusses the existence of the yeshiva that we're at, Mishkan HaTorah, where
Ramosha
Shapiro was there for like 7-8 years, every day, all day. It was like unbelievable.
It's where we spent our time.
That's right. And this is completely ignored, right, in the general literature, etc. It's only
in the history of Ramosha, it does not exist.
Right. It's only in our good friend Rabbi Nissel's book,
for which we are
the
grateful.
Son. Yes, that he actually meant. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously, we're going to have to mention stories that didn't make it into the book for reasons of censorship and sales and possibly concern for our reputations. So
and pictures.
Yes. I have some of those. Yeah. We okay. So that's really our little intro to the podcast, which we haven't actually yet decided on a name. So if anyone out there has a thought about the name, our thought was Two Rabbis and a Podcast. I think that was actually Rabbi Karsh's son's idea.
Yes.
Sruli's idea. Two Rabbis and a Podcast. I asked ChatGPT. None of the suggestions were useful. But we may do further research into that. So in the meantime.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. There'll be an apology section before Yom Kippur every year.
It'll be one of those things that runs. Why don't we have that as a regular
feature? People we have offended and put their names in.
And it'll run after every episode. It'll just keep on running, you know, like.
Our apologies, too.
And they're just like hundreds of names afterwards. It's probably in one episode.
Excellent idea.
I think that should happen.
Okay. All right. We're signing off.